Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast. As we wrap up John Tooley's first season, two more games to play at DL Ligon Coliseum. Sol Ross and Western New Mexico are coming to be under the dome in the final weekend of the regular season. And, Coach, I'm just kind of curious what your thoughts are as we get to the close of the season. It's your first year as a head coach here at your alma mater. I'm just curious if you could just kind of put a bow on the first season for us. I know it's not quite over for you yet, but I'm sure you have some thoughts about this first season as a head coach.
Yeah, it's been a year of learning, to be honest, for me. Obviously, the league is very different from when I originally left it. And so,
let me just interrupt you right there. How is it different? Just the size of it?
The size of it, and because it's gotten so large, several of those teams have come in and elevated the league, and it's also made it a much more versatile league. There's so many different styles that you see, so there's not one given style that you have to really prepare for and build a team around. So that makes it a little bit more challenging, even than I anticipated, as far as just putting a good roster together. I knew having a team that was adaptable would be really, really important. But when you see it firsthand, how many different styles of play you have to be prepared for night in and night out in this league. It's really an eye-opening thing, and it's a good thing because if you can go win your conference tournament, not only your regional, but if you can walk out of the Lone Star Conference, you feel like you can go play and beat anybody in the country if you can do that. And so it prepares you for anything as far as the national stage. You know, we may have a conference tournament that's got more depth than most regionals across the country, to be honest.
Oh, that's a great point. And you're coaching in a conference that's got 16, 17 teams. Do you like the conference being as big as it is? Or
I think it's good and bad. I mean, kind of like we just said, you know, it helps and prepares you for anything. So from a national standpoint, it builds you, it makes you stronger, and it makes you ready for anything. You know, there's going to be three or four teams this year on the outside looking in of our conference tournament that have multiple top 25 wins, you know.
I was going to say, it makes it tougher to get into the postseason tournament, though, doesn't
sure,
it?
For sure. And so that's probably the negative, is that there's really, really good teams in our league that might not get a shot year in and year out. And they could probably go play anywhere on any given night with anybody in the country.
Let's just kind of review what happened. You played a double overtime game against Permian Basin last Thursday. A lot of big moments in that game. But the moment that I'm going to remember is you picking up Orlando and carrying him to the sideline.
Yep.
Had you ever done that in a game before?
I had not. I didn't really mean to. It was just kind of a reactionary deal. And somebody said, just pick him up. He doesn't weigh nothing.
Well, that's funny because that was kind of my comment. I was doing the broadcast remotely. I'm like, well, you picked him up, but he's only 150 pounds. So if you're going to pick up a player, that's the guy to pick up.
Yeah, I think 150 pounds is being really generous to Orlando. but he's been a warrior for us all year long, you know, competing all the way to the very end, and just kind of had a flat tire there down the stretch, and just kind of bothered that foot a little bit. And so, but he's been great for us all year. Definitely missed him on Saturday. He's done a great job of just pushing the tempo and just providing pace. And, you know, he's just so hard to stay in front of. He's so shifty and so quick with that basketball. And he did a really good job, you know, of growing up this year from semester one to semester two. He's done a better job of taking care of the basketball and just finding his spots and finding times to make plays for others, not just for himself. You know, that was kind of a transition for him. He's never really been the sole guy to run a point guard position for a team here in Division One, and so they kind of had a tandem. They had somebody just about the same height as him, and he was more the primary ball handler. And so Orlando played more off the ball his first 2 years of college. And so to see his growth was really, really good. Unfortunately, he went down. And so, you know, some other guys have had to kind of step up and play out of position. And it gave opportunity these last couple games for Caden Reed to come in and start playing a little bit as
well.
Who we
had not seen a lot of since the early part of the season.
Yep. So it's a new rule here in Division II that you can play 8 games in redshirt. And he had only played 5. So he's able to be active these last 3 games of the year and get some really, really valuable experience here at the end of the year. And still maintain that redshirt year of eligibility for him. So that's really, really good for him.
So we should expect to see him this coming weekend in the final weekend of the regular season.
Yes, sir, I think so. I think we'll see some more of him. And I just think that's good for him and for Caden Jackson, the way he's played the last month. Those guys are building experience that maybe they wouldn't have gotten if some of these older guys, you know, maintained their health throughout the year. You know, Chuck McClenahan hasn't played the last four or five games for us. And so, you know, a lot of those older guys are banged up and beat up a little bit here down the stretch, but it gives an opportunity for our young guys to grow and develop as well, and they're getting really valuable minutes here for us.
It's fun to watch a guy like Caden when you get to watch the team week in and week out, because Caden's growth, you can just see it's kind of the stepping if you watched a graph, it would be going up and to the right if you were watching Caden. And what do you think is what's the area where he's improved the most?
I think he's just slowly learning how to relax within the moment. He wants to play so hard, and he's such a pleaser. You know, he wants his coaches and his teammates to respect him and like him, and he plays so hard and so fast. And, you know, early on in the year, he actually gave us a great spark. You know, the season opener against Colorado Springs, I think he came in and he got a dunk and probably had 6 or 7 rebounds in that game and showed why he's a really good – going to be a really good player here in this league. And then that following week, he made a freshman mistake while we were on the road, and he felt like he was never going to get to play again, to be honest with you. And it was kind of one of those things where he just needed to relax for a few games, kind of catch his breath, and then once I threw him back out there, you know, he's just slowly gotten better and better and more comfortable throughout the year since about December when I threw him back out there, and he was ready to go. He realized that, like everybody, you know, you make mistakes. Sometimes you get sent to the bench, but you're going to make it to the other side. And so I think that's what we've seen with his growth, is that he's slowly becoming more comfortable with not only the pace, but just knowing that he's going to get another opportunity. He is a guy that, you know, really wants to please his coaches, really wants the respect of his teammates. And he's earned that throughout the course of this year. I think nobody cheers harder for anybody than when Caden has success, and our team has a jolt of energy when he plays.
Seems like
well.
He plays hard on both ends of the floor for you too.
Yeah, I think I honestly think, you know, coming back into next year, he'll probably be one of the top offensive rebounders in the league. You know, just what he's shown over the course of this last month or so, as he's gotten extended minutes. You know, he's had 5, 6. I think at UT Tyler, he had 7 offensive rebounds in a game.
And so, right, yeah.
From a freshman to be putting up those numbers at this time of year when everybody's jockeying for position and trying to get wins, you know, that was a huge win for us at UT Tyler to kind of keep us in the race there for a little while longer. And he's a guy that came in and had 13 and 11 as a freshman, wasn't afraid of the moment, and kind of shifted the game our way that night. And so when you have your freshmen that are doing that, that's a real big positive and a bright spot for our program. Moving forward.
You're talking about freshmen. We're going to be talking about seniors on Saturday because they'll be recognized on Senior Day. What is that group of guys? It's a pretty big group of guys you're going to be recognizing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, there's some of these guys will have the option to continue playing basketball, and then there's some that are trying to get a year back. You know, I think that's just common with college basketball.
It's kind of the way it is these
days.
Yeah,
you know what? It's a great question. What is a senior in today's college basketball?
What's a catch? What's a senior?
Yeah, and so, you know, I think all those guys, though, they all have a different story, and, you know, I just appreciate their service here for our university and the way that they've represented our program over the years, whether it's been 1 year or for multiple years. But, you know, Antoine Taylor's a guy. I mean, I think, you know, he's a guy that fans have enjoyed to watch over his time here. I mean, he's as good of an athlete as there is probably in the league, and if not Division II.
It's been a tough year for him because he's been battling injuries.
He has. He's been in and out the lineup all year, and just, you know, you saw him early on in the year and what he could provide and the style of the play that we wanted, and he just, you know, he hasn't had the year that he hoped for, and you know, that's part of college athletics, unfortunately, is injuries. And but, you know, his energy's been good, you know, all year long, and he's been a good teammate. And so really, really grateful for him. And he's going to walk out of here with a degree in computer science, you know.
How about
that? So for somebody to be able to do both of those, it's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do. And that just, it's a testament to him and his discipline both on and off the floor. And then, you know, Jordan Reed is a guy that's played out of position for us all year long, you know. And we talked about it early in the year, how he was just a calming sense for us, and at a time, you know, we were playing a little bit crazy and we were all over the place, and so we really needed somebody that was that way, and he kind of stepped up and took ownership of that role. And you know, another guy that's going to be walking in May on time, and you know, just been a kid that you've never had to worry about off the floor, and just led these guys and did a lot of really, really positive things just inside and around the locker room over his 2 years here. And so just really grateful for him. And then Jonathan Jackson, you know, I don't think he's missed a practice pretty much all year long. And if you watch him, you know, it's almost like a game time decision every day for the last month of whether he can play. And he just finds a way to tough it out. And
he's one of the best, if not the best, 3-point shooter in the LSC.
Yeah. And, you know, we were talking about that, you know, before he started having those Achilles flaring up and bothering him, you know, night in and night out. He was shooting dang near 60, high 50s from three, you know, over the first month and a half of the season. And man, as well as he's still shooting it, you know, he could have shot it even better had he had, you know, a little better fortune when it comes to the health. And so can't say enough about him. And he was one of the, him and Jordan Reed were the two guys that even when I came in on the interview, they were like, "Coach, man, like I want to finish this thing off here. I want to finish it off the right way." And so as a guy that also sat in that locker room and had to go through a coaching change, man, in today's college basketball, there's just not many guys that stick around, especially when a coach leaves, because the portal allows them to go anywhere they want.
And MSU fans will remember the game that Jordan had against St. Edward's last year in the regionals. That was one of the great all-time performances.
Yeah, so. And then the season opener this year, I think he went 9-for-12 from three. And so, man, I think he's probably as good of a shooter as has come through here. You know, I was here when Bo Richardson set the league and Coliseum record for 10 made threes, and JJ gave that thing a good run for his money as well. And so, and he's done it on multiple nights, you know, and, you know, for teams to be so locked into him and know where he's at, and for him to continue to be able to get seven shots off every
night. Well,
that's
a great point, because he does it night in and night out, and teams are trying to keep him from doing that. That's a great point.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just a testament to who he is, really. And so just really grateful for him. And he's been such a help for me as a first year head coach, just sitting there and just having a pulse of the locker room and just kind of helping me navigate things and just kind of knowing how the team feels throughout the course of the season, and just kind of being a sounding board for him. Or him for me has been huge as well.
Did you have team captains?
I don't really assign them. I just kind of let them do it and figure it out themselves. And I think the guys just kind of gave him the nod. You know, they all call him Unc because he's a little older than the average senior. You know, he's one of those super seniors that are going around in college basketball. But you know, I think, you know, the things that he's done and the way he carries himself from a day to day standpoint, just, you know, he's got the respect of all those guys in that locker room.
Yeah, and he's the kind of guy you want wearing MSU on his chest, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, comes from a great family and a great basketball family. And, you know, he checks all those boxes. And at the end of the day, man, he's just a winner, you know, a winner in life. And I think that translates onto the floor as well.
Did we hit everybody that's going to be recognized?
We actually didn't. We still got Charles Fofana. He's one of those guys that's going to try to see if he can get an extra year of eligibility back from his freshman year of college. But you know, he's one that we kind of got late, but came in day one and probably had as much energy and enthusiasm day in and day out.
And he's been willing to take on different roles for you.
Yes. I mean, he's played every single guard spot on the floor. there's been some times where we play him at the four, and then he's the guy that's willing to go guard whoever's best player on the perimeter every single night. And
then do it without getting in foul trouble.
And he accepts the challenge willingly and doesn't really care offensively on the other side, you know, about his stat line. And so he's just one of those guys that, man, that just kind of helps set your culture and set your tone. And he's all about toughness and, you know, can't say enough great things about Charles as well. He does a great job of just trying to bring energy and enthusiasm day to day. And so really grateful for him. And then I think the last two, actually, we got Voyan, you know.
Voyan Misilovic, who has been here a couple of seasons now.
Yes, he is. And I think he'll still be around here this year, this following year. He's finishing up his engineering
degree. He's been getting quite a bit of playing time the last few weeks.
He has, and he's really, really stepped up here down the stretch for us. You know, he's an engineering major, and so the biggest struggle with him was getting him into, because of his degree, to practice every single day. And so I felt like going into Christmas break, if we could get him into practice for that month and kind of get him integrated, he could kind of get up to speed. Just he's got a really high basketball IQ. It's just, you know, there's little things that sometimes he would have to miss because he had to go to class at an awkward time, and it's, you know, it's a small department here on campus, and so there's not a lot of options for other times.
Right.
And so that first semester for him was the one semester where it was really challenging. And but this spring, man, he's really stepped up as he got to practice over Christmas break and get up to speed. And then this last month, he's had some really, really great spots and great moments, hit some big timely shots. You know, he had a big one at UT Tyler. It was a 3-point game with about 4 or 5 minutes to go and late clock. And he steps right into it and knocks it down and gives us just a little bit of a cushion that we needed, you know, on a tough road win. And so really grateful for him, man. He's been a great teammate and just a great communicator off the floor. And the way that he carries himself day in and day out, and never gets too high, never gets too low. And just another kid, you know, 3.6 GPA in engineering. He's going to do great things outside of basketball.
I can't relate to that, Coach.
Yeah. I mean, to be able to do that while being a college basketball player
it's unbelievable.
Is a
time management is phenomenal.
Yes. And and if you see Voyan, he's always got one of those, the biggest Red Bull can in his hand.
Well, no wonder.
And it's because he's burning the candle on both ends. And, but just really grateful for him and his commitment to us and willingness to come back. He's just another one of those guys that could have left and decided to stick it out and finish his senior year off here in Wichita Falls, and really grateful for him. And then the last one is Chucky McClenahan, who, you know, was our leading scorer, honestly, the first semester of the year. And he's just another one of those guys that kind of got banged up there down the stretch. And
it looked for a time like he was going to be your leading scorer and your leading rebounder.
And leading rebounder, you know. And I think he still is our leading rebounder. He might be.
Yeah, I think by a fraction, but yeah.
And, you know, hasn't played the last few games and was a huge blow, you know, as he got banged up there down the stretch in the spring semester. But, you know, he's one of those guys that I was able to get one of the first wave of recruits in late June, early July. And a lot of people don't know. I think he's appealing to get a year back so he can try to go chase the dream and live one more year in Division I. And he's passed 46 hours since July to be able to walk in May. So he's got the opportunity to go. And so just really proud of what these guys do, not only on the floor and the way that they've represented the university this year, but the commitment that so many of these guys have had off the floor and the way that they represent this program. And, you know, we had a team GPA of 3.0 in the fall semester, and just the way that they carry themselves day in and day out is a testament to who they are, you know, just as individuals. And those seniors are definitely the guys that led the way with this group here in 25-26.
Well, people may forget how late on the calendar you got hired. You did a great job putting this team together. So thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And, you know, the ball didn't always bounce the way we wanted it to this year. And there's a lot of things that we could have pointed to. But that's basketball. You know, it's a thin margin between victory and defeat. And, man, we were competitive all the way to the very end, and we still are. And I don't expect these guys to do anything any different this last week of the season.
I got to mention this. Because I should have mentioned it last week. But do you remember the last time Midwestern State won in San Angelo?
I do not.
You were a graduate assistant on Nelson Haggerty's staff the last time Midwestern State won at San Angelo. So we need to get that turned around next year.
Yeah, we're going to have to find a couple more nuggets and things we got to figure out for next year.
Coach, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pete.
That's John Trilli, who is the head coach here at Midwestern State, wrapping up his first season. Senior Day coming up Saturday. Thursday night, Sol Ross will be here. It'll be your last chance to see the Mustangs at D.L. Ligon Coliseum. It is highly entertaining basketball. I encourage you to be there. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I'm Pete Stein. So long.